victim's family encouraging deportation of illegal aliens sentenced to prison for hit and run. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 20, 2019. The family of a North Carolina man killed by an illegal alien from Mexico is encouraging officials to deport the offender after he completes his prison term. Neri Damian Cruz Carmano pleaded guilty Friday to a charge of hit-and-run causing death in connection with the killing of Jamar Beach, 26, before a judge sentenced him to 20 to 33 months in prison with credit for time served. But Beach's mother, Cameo Robinson, says Cruz Carmano is getting off easy and should be deported after he serves his sentence. "I'm going to encourage deportation, because he has no business here," Robinson told WTVD. "Now that he's committed this horrendous crime, he definitely doesn't deserve to be in America. Because if he wanted to be in America, he would have come legally." Investigators say there was not enough information to charge Cruz Carmano with other crimes, such as driving while impaired, even though prosecutors believe he committed additional crimes. "He had no business here in the first place and he should not have been operating a vehicle," Robinson said. "He didn't have a license. So therefore he's being treated better than the citizen who's been killed." Although Cruz Carmano was in the U.S. illegally, current laws at the county level are preventing federal immigration authorities from taking him into custody and putting him into deportation proceedings. A spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, told Breitbart News Monday evening that the Wake County jail system no longer honors any ICE detainers. "Agency leadership has spoken repeatedly over the past few months about the public safety consequences of this policy to not honor any ICE detainer regardless of how serious an illegally present person's criminal history may be," the spokesperson added. "It is standard practice for county jails to honor ICE detainer requests. But Wake County Sheriff Gerard Baker changed the county's policy in December so jails would no longer have to honor those requests." Baker, who was elected sheriff in November, said he ran on a promise not to cooperate with ICE officials. "It only serves to further divide and intimidate the citizens of Wake County. It is a policy decision made by ICE to step up enforcement efforts in neighborhoods and at work sites," Baker told WREL in December. ICE officials blasted Baker's decision, calling it an open invitation for illegal aliens to commit crimes and get away with them. "Residents should expect a more visible ICE presence in Raleigh-Durham, as ICE will now have no choice but to conduct more at-large arrests in local neighborhoods and at work sites, which will inevitably result in additional collateral arrests instead of arrests at the jail where enforcement is safer for everyone involved," Gallagher added.